It's Full Metal Jacket on the show with us this evening. Once again, Death Angels singer Mark Asagueta. How you doing, my friend?
Doing wonderful. Great to be back talking with you.
For sure. Death Angel, of course, latest record is Humanicide. And you've got this tour with Ex Mortis and Hellfire, and it's your first time headlining in North America in quite a while. What does the ability to headline a tour signify about Death Angel right now?
Well, I mean, we're really extremely excited to finally get back out there headlining North America, including a lot of Canadian dates, so it's going to be awesome. I think with us, we've been, for the last few years, we've really been concentrating on our live performance and supporting a lot of larger bands. And hopefully expanding our crowd. And as of now, a lot of promoters have been reaching out and people really wanted to see headlining shows. We've been getting a lot of messages via our socials and, of course, you know, snail mail, the whole bit. So we finally listened and we're going to get out there and give it our best. And I think we're approaching it the right way. We put together a lineup of what we feel kind of represents the underground and us and the underground that we came from. And I think it's going to come across very well. And it's just, to us, we've been at this for many, many years, and headlining just, it means a lot to us because we can give our core fans a lot longer of a show and get more in depth with the set than a lot of the support slots we get.
Mark Asagueta of Death Angel with us. It's Full Metal Jacket. Let's do the title track off their latest record, Humanicide. Full Metal Jacket, Mark Asagueta of Death Angel on the show with us tonight. Mark, you were a kid in the Bay Area during the formative years of thrash metal. What's similar and different about the kids you see at your shows now?
The similarities are incredible to me because, I mean, the kids nowadays, these thrash kids and thrash teens, they look like we did, they're dressing like we did, and it's, the crowds are just as physical and just as violent nowadays, but you know, they're very helpful with each other. I guess, you know, the similarities are there because I'm seeing, you know, these, and not only are they fans of the band, but they're forming bands of their own, you know, at this age. And a lot of these bands, you know, reflect definitely the same sounds and styles that we did. I guess the main differences would be just obviously the clubs we played in that are no longer available. And I think that they have easier access to bands they're curious about and following, where with us, it was a lot more difficult and it's just a lot more time consuming to hear bands that you've caught wind of. And with them, of course, with technology, it's right at their fingertips.
Mark Asagueta of Death Angel with us. It's Full Metal Jacket. Going to take a quick break. Coming up, music from Pantera, Lamb of God. And don't forget, Josta's Weekly Pig from the Pit with Jamie Josta coming up. And more with Mark Asagueta next. It's Whiplash and 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jacket. Mark Asagueta of Death Angel with us. And again, the latest record is called Humanicide. And relevance is extremely important when it comes to the longevity of a metal band. What makes Death Angel even more relevant now than ever before?
Well, thanks for saying that. I hope that stands true. I mean, the main thing that is, we do definitely try to keep in touch with, you know, with what's going on in the thrash metal scene today and the metal scene in general. And we keep our fingers on the pulse. And I think what makes it easier to do that is, you know, shows like yours, festivals in Europe that are now finally, festivals like that are starting to happen in the U.S., which, you know, brings different genres of metal together. And it's that and the simple fact that we still do have an anger inside of us that is not really covered in any way, shape, or form. And we're still very pissed off about a lot of things, not only in the world, but a lot of maybe, say, heights we've yet to reach that we still, you know, are clawing for.
Full Metal Jacket, Mark Asagueta of Death Angel with us. Coming up, music from Iron Maiden, Megadeth, Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit with Jamie Josta, and more with Mark coming up after this. Full Metal Jacket, Mark Asagueta of Death Angel with us tonight. And originally, Death Angel Records were blasts of adrenaline and youthful enthusiasm. How has learning the art of finesse made this band even more intense?
Wow. I think it's just, you know, as songwriters, me and Rob have grown very much so. And our relationship, not only personally, but as songwriters, has grown a lot stronger. And we've known to let, so not only just with an album, with a song, with a live set list, you need space to breathe. There is breathing space for us. And just because it might slow down for a moment or give you that moment to breathe, it's going to make the heavy parts that pop out or the fast parts that pop out just all that more intense. And I mean that when it comes to the beats per minute. I mean it when it comes to intensity from a clean singing moment to a very gruff, powerful screaming moment to a high scream. And you need that breathing space, I think, with every instrument. And if we do that, as I said, with the song writing, the song structure, album placement of songs, and with set lists. So I think, you know, we've grown enough to know that now, and it just makes it more intense for the listener, and it's more pleasurable for us as well.
Death Angel singer Mark Asagueta is with us on the show tonight. Death Angel getting ready to kick off another tour. Their latest record, Humanicide, is out now. Coming up this hour, we'll be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Going to get to music from Overkill, New Refused, Megadeth, and more with Mark. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie, Mark Asagueta of Death Angel with us. And you tend to write lyrics only after hearing the music. How does music speak to you in terms of dictating a lyrical direction?
Wow, music is definitely, you know, it's definitely the feel of it. And it's true. I don't put pen to paper until the song is in my hand or the basic structure of the song. And I literally just lock myself in a room, listen to it over and over again. And what the riff and the feel of the song, that's what starts putting images into my mind of lyrically what it's about. Usually, of course, the melody comes first. And I'll try to, you know, do something that plays off of the guitar riff, but that doesn't match it. So, you know, there's a give and take. And it adds to the riff, or the riff adds to my vocal melody, and then I'll just really feed off that. The riff almost paints a picture, and it tends to be an angry or violent picture, which inspires the lyric. Yeah,
it's Full Metal Jackie coming up next. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll also check out new music from Refused, who put out a record called War Music last month. And we'll have more with our guest, Mark Asagueta of Death Angel. It's Full Metal Jackie, Mark Asagueta of Death Angel on the show with us tonight. The latest record is called Humanicide, and it's a commentary on a very turbulent society. As a lyricist, what will you be paying attention to throughout the course of an election year that's likely to be even more disjointed?
I don't even have to look too far, and it is very much disjointed. It's what I look for is subtle nuances in what people say that build walls between a society within that society, you know, and that's a main thing I do. Just I see how people manipulate the people in positions of power, manipulate their words to, unfortunately, people against each other, which is the last thing we need. But it seems to be such a focal point for me, and I read between the lines constantly of that, and I try to bring unity of some sort between people, and I find the disgust in the people that try to divide people, and that's what I tend to focus on in election years, and how they feel about, I guess, dare I say, climate change and the environment.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Mark Asagueta with us. Pick up the latest Death Angel record, Humanicide, and see the band on the road. Mark, so great to catch up with you, and definitely see you soon.
Always great to catch up with you. Thank you always for the year's support. We support the Full Metal Jackie show always, and we look forward to getting out there all over North America and, you know, doing what we love to do best, and that's playing live and releasing that energy and feeding off the people's energy as well.
awesome. Thanks again. And stick around because we've got more metal on the way.